You're listening to SBS News.
The world is just 5 months away from living amid a pandemic for 2 years, and some countries are finally easing major restrictions for a sense of normality. In the US, President Joe Biden has lifted severe travel restrictions on China, India, and much of Europe, effective from November the 8th. He's also imposing new vaccine requirements for most foreign national air travellers, investing $70 million to boost the availability and lower costs of rapid over-the-counter COVID-19 tests. Ned Price, State Department spokesman.
Foreign national air travels to the United States will be required to be fully vaccinated and to provide proof of vaccination status prior to boarding an airplane to the United States. This policy puts public health first. It is consistent and stringent, protecting U.S. citizens and residents as well as those who come to visit us. Because it puts public health first, exceptions to this policy will be extremely limited. Primarily, children under the age of 18 and certain individuals from countries where vaccines are not yet readily accessible.
And in Venezuela, face-to-face learning is back with public schools and universities reopening. School officials have set up desks in a way that would increase social distancing and implemented other measures to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Despite the established protocols, many parents and teachers remained wary of the school's opening amid a new spike in COVID-19 cases in the country. Here's teacher Yulia Ross.
I really don't agree with us being here in the classroom today, since we don't have the necessary measures to receive our students here at the school.
Mother Lisbeth Tovar also had some back-to-school nerves for her children.
Well, the truth is that I feel quite nervous, but I trust in God and that He listens to the rules that He was taught at home. But I am nervous because the pandemic has proliferated lately and the number of people infected has increased.
11 million students will return to classrooms and universities across the country. Almost 22% of Venezuela is fully vaccinated, behind the US, which has 57.8% of its population inoculated with 2 doses. Meanwhile, African countries continue to fall far behind, although South African's Aspen Pharmacare is aiming to ramp up its vaccine capacity. The company's CEO is Stephen Saad.
We've got an absolute commitment to 700 million doses by 2023, the start of 2023, so what's that, a year and a bit away from here? And then we could add pretty quickly after that, you know, within a year beyond that, we could get to 1.3 billion doses.
Aspen is doing the final stages of manufacturing for Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine under a so-called fill-and-finish deal. Under its contract, it must supply 31 million doses to South Africa and 400 million to the rest of the continent via an agreement with the African Union. They have reached an obstacle, though, as supplies had been delayed due to exporting problems, as well as waiting for a raft of approvals in the United States and South Africa. And in Eastern Europe, the European Union has disbursed $900 million to Ukraine, helping its neighbour through the economic shock of the pandemic. It's a positive move for the nation with just 20% of its residents fully inoculated. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.